Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on November 6 regarding Sharmaica, S-H-A-R-M-A-I-C-A, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Coleman as described in my report of 3-6-20. She is now a 40-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 4-24-16. She was taking care of a patient and pulled something in her back. She did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She stated originally her leg was weak. She continues to receive pain management. She denies any previous problems or injuries to the involved areas. She states about 6 weeks later, she fell and hurt her right knee. She went to virtual emergency room afterwards and is scheduled to see an orthopedist. In paragraph, additional treatment records show Ms. Coleman was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulsar on 1/13/21 via telemedicine. She had continued ongoing bilateral back pain extending down into the buttocks and both legs. She was already taking Neurontin, Percocet, Metrol Dospac, Robaxin, Tramadol, and Ibuprofen. He made medication adjustments with her Neurontin. In the meantime, she continues to have uterine bleeding, which is why they cannot do spine surgery. She has seen 3 different gynecologists, and none will remove her uterus. He continued to treat her with various medications. New paragraph on 5/15/21. Dr. Pulsar had her undergo a new MRI to lumbar spine to be inserted here. He reviewed these results with her on 6/2/21. She reported physical therapy was very painful to get through her exercises. She stated her current medication was not effectively managing her pain. She had medication adjustments made. Dr. Pulsar saw her and continued to treat her through 8/8/22. She reported increased pain again this month. He still wanted her to participate in physical therapy. He summarized the numerous visits in 2022 where she generally reported symptoms, pain that was about the same or worse, month to month. She was going to continue to receive regular transfusions for anemia. She's going to continue her present regimen and continue to monitor for compliance issues. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Her sweatpants were rolled up below the knee. She wanted calf circumferences measured when she was lying on her side, and this probably impacted their accuracy. She declined allowing right knee deep tendon reflex to be performed, but this was 2+ on the left. There were 2+ at the Achilles bilaterally. Manual muscle testing was 4+ to 5- throughout both lower extremities. There was superficial anticipatory tenderness to palpation about the right knee, but there was none on the left. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in her right hand. She changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but active flex to 30 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully. Appeared to receive official global tenders for palpations throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 15 degrees and left at 20 degrees. Both elicited extreme reports of low back pain, but no radicular complaints. Appeared to have positive axial loadings during torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. She had a cyst-like mass at the lumbosacral junction secondary to her recent fall. Period. This was tender to palpation. Period. Impressions. We'll insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, she continued under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser. Period. Various medications were utilized to control her pain. Period. She also was being treated for uterine bleeding by way of transfusions. Period. The uterine bleeding precluded her from proceeding with spine surgery. Period. She had an updated MRI on 5/15/21. Period. And underline this, I will compare this to the prior MRI study to be inserted. New paragraph, the current exam found her to have normal blood pressure and pulse. Period. She had markedly variable range of motion about the lumbar spine that appeared volitional in nature. Period. Similarly, although seated straight leg raiser maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees, supine straight leg raiser maneuvers elicited extreme reports of low back pain even at very non-acute angles that were 20 degrees and less. Period. She had positive axial loading, shown torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. There was superficial anticipatory tenderness to palpation about the right knee. Period. There was no sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here, as noted in my prior report.